News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Bank of Jamaica is reporting that business and personal loans have grown during the April to June quarter compared to the same period last year. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winters, says the growth is in keeping with the trend of sustained medium-term economic improvement.
Business lending at May 2017 expanded by 13.6%, slightly higher than the 13% at May 2016. And personal loans expanded at a steady annual rate of 12.2% at May 2017, compared with a 12.2% a year earlier.
He adds that preliminary data for May 2017 indicates that the stock of commercial bank credit to the private sector was higher by 31.1% compared with a year ago. Mr. Winter was speaking at a press conference at the Bank of Jamaica last Wednesday. Steps are being taken at the CARICOM level to mitigate the impact of Brexit on Jamaica's economy. Director General of Trade Negotiations at the Caribbean Community Secretariat, Ambassador Gail Matherin, says CARICOM will seek to broker a deal to have existing trade provisions between the United Kingdom, UK and CARICOM, of which Jamaica is a member, maintained even after the UK exits the European Union.
CARICOM has agreed that under the CARIFORUM umbrella, it will seek as a first stage a rollover arrangement with the UK, which would seek to include the existing trade and trade-related cooperation provisions of the existing CARIFORUM EU-IPA in order to ensure that there is no interruption in the existing trade once the UK formally leaves the EU.
The ambassador was speaking at a Brexit consultation session held earlier this month. The Child Development Agency, CDA, last Wednesday launched a new computer system geared at improving the agency's current caseload management. Dubbed the Social and Health Management Software Sahima, the application was created by Canada company Avocet. Sahima will be used across several state agencies and departments, including the Family Courts, the Office of the Children's Registry, the Office of the Children's Advocate, and the Center for the Investigation of Sexual Offences and Child Abuse, SOCO. Speaking at the launch of Sahima, State Minister for Youth Floyd Green says the software will reduce the inefficiencies of the current paper-based system used by the agency.
A case management system which can allow us to implement a technological solution so that we can effectively monitor and manage our cases is long overdue.
The implementation of the software was funded by the United States Agency for International Development under its Transitional Living Program for Children in State Care Project. And more Jamaicans are now employed than at any other period in the country's history. Data from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, shows that the number of persons securing employment peaked at a historic 1,204,800 in April 2017. This bettered the employment level in July 2016, where the country recorded 1,187,000 employed persons, then the highest employment level for a single month. Statin data also showed that the unemployment rate was 12.2% in April 2017, a 1.5% decrease from the same period last year. The number of unemployed persons decreased from 184,900 in April 2016 to 166,700 in April 2017. The increase in employment has been attributed to the ongoing implementation of economic reform measures by the government. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Real estate professionals, starting licensing period 2018-2019, all real estate dealers and salesmen will be required to do 20 hours of continuing professional development courses every 2 years, which includes 12 hours of elective courses and 8 hours of compulsory courses. Courses will be provided by the Real Estate Board or a body approved by the board. For more information, visit Real Estate Board's website or call us at 926-97489.